When the Veterans Affairs Department started building a new state-of-the-art hospital in Denver, it was supposed to cost $600 million and be finished by 2014. Today, it's less than half complete, and the price tag has doubled to more than $1 billion, and it's likely to go even higher. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, VA is turning to the Army Corps of Engineers to help avoid similar blunders in the future.
In December, VA turned over contracting and management responsibilities for the Denver construction project to the Army Corps after having removed its own project executive and contract manager. And this week, the department also announced that it's asked the Corps to conduct a complete review of VA's major construction programs across the country. VA also convened an administrative investigation board to decide whether to punish any of its officials for the botched project. Sloan Gibson, VA's deputy secretary, told the House Veterans Affairs Committee this week that his department is doing a lot of soul-searching about its ability to handle huge, complicated construction projects on its own. And it may well be leaning on the Army Corps, which has built a dozen hospitals in the last decade, a lot more over the long term.
Turning everything over to the Corps would be a very big decision, and it would be a decision that we would want to make on a very well-informed basis. I think some of the work that the Corps is doing for us right now to review Denver and our other major construction activity will inform that process. What we're after is quite simply doing the right thing for veterans and being a good steward of taxpayer dollars. And those are really the only two parameters. If a more expansive role for the Corps is the best route to get there, then we're all for it. And frankly, I would be surprised if we don't find ourselves working more closely with the Corps in the future.
Gibson apologized for the mismanagement of the Denver project and vowed that VA will do whatever it takes to make sure it doesn't repeat its mistakes. In hindsight, he says, it's easy to see how the project went off the rails. It wasn't requiring that at least a third of the project's design be completed before it determined how much it would cost and to ask Congress for money.
We did not have in place a clear, structured, effective process to manage change. We didn't benefit from rigorous constructability reviews. And perhaps most fundamentally, our choice, timing, and management of the integrated design and construct contract vehicle resulted in a design that was never reconciled with the firm target price in the construction contract. While we work to complete the project without further delay and deliver the best value we can, we have an obligation to ensure that this never happens again. That means learning all we can from past mistakes and putting in place corrective actions to improve future performance.
Gibson says many of those problems were fixed even before he joined the department, but he acknowledged they should have been implemented years ago. VA now mandates that its projects are more than a third of the way through the design phase before it sets a budget for them, uses outside firms to double-check its construction designs at several points, and has added several levels of review to verify that its cost and schedule estimates are on target. But many members of Congress say they've lost faith in VA's ability to manage major construction projects altogether. The Veterans Affairs Committee and the Government Accountability Office worried as early as 2012 that the Denver project was in trouble, but VA did not begin to acknowledge serious problems in Denver until last year. Pennsylvania Congressman Ryan Costello.
Subject matter expertise on very sophisticated construction projects like this do not reside in the VA. It's really better outsourced. Maybe you just don't want to be in the business of building hospitals. Maybe that's something better outsourced so that, frankly, again, looking at what the CBCA's findings were, at least some of the additional cost is actually a function of not merely mismanagement, but not managing it. It's not just the design, it's the management or the lack of management here that's caused further delays and caused further expense. And I think that that's the real deeply troubling aspect of the overall problem.
The integrated design and construct procedure VA used to award the Denver project was something it had never used before, and the Federal Civilian Contract Review Board ruled last month that VA used it improperly. In a case brought by the project's prime contractor, Kiewit Turner, the panel found that VA had breached its contract with the company by continually delivering designs that could never be built for the amount of money it had contracted for, and that the company was fully within its rights to stop work on the project. That's exactly what happened. After having spent $20 million of its own money to keep working on the project, KT walked away from the construction site in early December. Work has since resumed under an interim contract VA put in place after reallocating $70 million from other priorities.
$50 million to cover month-to-month new work that's being undertaken based upon a detailed schedule that's being developed between Kiewit-Turner and VA that focuses work on critical path items. Plus, there is about $20 million available for settlement of subcontractor disputes. And so we're going to be allocating another $31 million into the contract, and we've got some amount of money left that was unobligated under the contract that we'll also use to settle subcontractor disputes.
In the meantime, the Army Corps is working with KT to draw up a new contract to finish the job, hopefully by 2017. But to get there, VA will need Congress to take several steps to put more funding into what several members have criticized as a money pit. Gibson says, as for now, the spending cap for the hospital will need to be raised to $1.1 billion. VA will also need special reprogramming authority within the next few months so that it can carry the project through its June interim agreement with KT, because the funding it can legally obligate toward the Denver project will have been exhausted by then.
There is two steps in here. The first thing that's required will be, or requested, will be an increase in the authorization in order to allow us to continue to operate during this interim period of time. So we will need an increase in the ceiling prior to June, probably within the next 60 days or so, in order to support a higher level of spending during this interim period. Then there'll have to be another one later on for the full construction cost.
As of now, there is no estimate for what the final construction cost will be. VA won't know the answer until the Army Corps finishes its negotiations for a follow-on contract. The department says the entire episode is embarrassing, but at this point, the best path forward is to keep construction on track. Lloyd Caldwell, the Army Corps of Engineers Director of Military Programs, agrees. He says putting the construction site into mothball status, even for a while, would only serve to escalate the costs.
In fact, it would cause a worse situation, because you can't, to begin with, you have to take certain actions to close up a project, so you're using funds that otherwise would be used for construction to ensure that you're not creating a different hazard for the public and so forth, and that the facility that is constructed doesn't degrade. So there's some caretaker requirements associated with that. And then to restart it, it would be an additional cost as well.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.